Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning. Take that, Andy Bunker. Good morning. Yeah, I actually get to say it on this show, not at 11 a.m. like Andy Bunker does.
Boy, we're like just calling out everybody on this show. Today, aren't
yeah,
we?
You know what? Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Yeah. Andy knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, tell someone didn't get sleep last night.
You know what, Mike? When I have to ask you this because I was listening to you and Bo when you did your Saturday show a couple nights after the first round of the draft or when the draft was going on.
Yeah.
And I heard you say the same thing and have the same gripe. It is still technically the morning. Like, why are you so mad at Andy Bunker saying good morning?
Like, he comes into the show and he's like, good morning, and I'm like, dude, I've already ate lunch.
We've had a full day by the time he's saying good morning.
Nah, I love Andy, man. love listening to Andy and Randy. Nonetheless, appreciate you guys listening to the morning shit, however, because we are allowed to say good morning, especially when it's 7 a.m. Thanks for hanging out with us on the way into work, man. Fun show so far. Allie's Army is taking hits today, though, as she has moved on in her show watching from Grant.
Like just, Allie's Army!
Yeah. Yeah, just stepping out on this, man. On the series watching.
Not true.
Yeah.
I'm testing the waters. We're figuring out our routine, and I'm just curious.
Testing the waters.
If I could watch an episode ahead, maybe.
Yeah. Testing the waters, Allie, I'm going to have to say, I think it was a poor choice of words.
Nonetheless, I also found out that Dylan has never broken a bone, which is insane to me. I'm dealing with a massive bout of gout, which I am headed to the urgent care the minute we get off air today.
It's because I'm built for it tough.
Yeah, is that what it is?
No, sure. That's not what it is. No. You also don't know where Tennessee is, so I mean,
Tennessee is above, right above Georgia.
Yeah, wait till that out yesterday.
Wait till I tell Chris Goforth about that, where you're like, is Tennessee?
I know he drives from Chattanooga.
Yeah.
When he comes and does Falcons a great job.
Boy, no wonder Dylan's always like, man, you're so committed, Chris. Dylan thought he was driving across the country.
Might as well be driving from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, in Dylan's eyes. Like he's
thought,
like,
thought he was coming from Cali.
Thought he hopped a flight. He's like on a PJ. Nonetheless, man, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I do want to get real quick back into this George Pickens thing. Bo brought it up right before we went to break. George Pickens dealt to the Dallas Cowboys. You had an interesting question, Bo, during the break about CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, well what's going to happen when George Pickens, just gets to the sidelines and starts throwing one of his tantrums because CeeDee Lamb is getting more targets than him? Or, you know, when they want him to run block and he doesn't do it. I think George Pickens is a talented guy, and he can make some phenomenal catches, but he quits on routes, doesn't want to run block, he pitches temper tantrums on the sidelines, and Mike Tomlin if you don't believe me, go watch Hard Knocks last year when the Steelers the end season AFC North edition. Where Mike Tomlin has to pull him over and talk him into staying into a game. And I don't mean staying into, but mentally focused into the game. And now you're going to take him away from a guy who can connect with players like that and put him with Schottenheimer, who we don't really know
how
he connects with players. I understand what Dallas is trying to do. Don't like the fit at all. I just don't think this is going to work. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully well, for the Cowboys fans, I hope I am. I don't care for any NFC team to have anything work out for them unless their name is the Falcons. But I don't know. I've got a lot of doubts about this. I've got a lot of questions. You know, we can sit here and talk about George Pickens' talent till the cows come home, but until it comes into fruition on the field, he's nothing but a talented guy that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, glad you said all that, because some of that is applicable to what we're going to talk about in this segment. Not that he's a problem and hasn't been a problem, and I will highlight the fact that he's not a problem. But we do need to figure out what Kyle Pitts is, and until he materializes on the field, we're going to be asking questions as a fourth overall pick what exactly Kyle Pitts is. And I think that's one of the topics that we wanted to kick around, about the Atlanta Falcons. We're in the middle of May, and one of the things you think about is this guy is on his fifth-year option. He's still on that rookie contract, although he is making good money this year, which I think is, what, $10 million or something along those lines for Kyle Pitts. But I think that before last year when they picked up this option, I was a little bit surprised they picked up the option. Now that it's all said and done, I know there's people that think that for some reason that we're able to trade Kyle Pitts. I don't think there's a market for Kyle Pitts because, to your point, like, we don't really know what he is. We don't know if he's going to run hard routes. And we heard from Zach Robinson last week, Bo, and you and I kicked this around. Zach Robinson said, I expect him to have a good year. I don't think that was Zach Robinson saying, I think he's going to have a good year. It was simply, I expect him to have a good year. I think he's going to work his butt off in the offseason, or he should. He's in a contract year. We have a stable situation at quarterback, we hope. Kyle Pitts should be set up for long-term success starting this year.
Kyle Pitts is the – I believe he's making 8.2 this year. That was last year. So this year he is he's going to be making – That's the same. That's not right. Anyways, I'll get to that in a minute. The point is, when people say, would you trade for, why can't we trade this and that for him? How many people are going to trade for 45 catches, under 600 yards, and 4 touchdowns to a guy on a 1-year deal? What are you going to get on a guy on a 1-year deal? And that's a poor run blocker, less than average route runner, huh?
I said that's being friendly.
Less than average route runner right now. And inconsistent with his hands at best. I mean, one of Penix's interceptions last year was because Kyle didn't want to catch it. I think what Zach Robinson was referring to is that, look, Kyle is going to come in here and know what is expected of him in the offense. And we expect him to be much more comfortable and therefore it'll be a good year for him there. He'll be comfortable with that. I also think that, and I was asked about this the other night when I joined that BetMGM show, about, you know, what can you expect? And I said, well, I think he'll be better next year just based on the fact that he's going to have a guy that is going to just jam it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw that against Washington. Do you think that Kyle Pitts was necessarily open on that touchdown?
No. That was a pre-snap read.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And that was a guy – And Mike, you tell me if I'm wrong on what I'm about to say, but based on his pre-snap read, to your point, he said, I know where the coverage is. I know where my window is. I can fit it in there. I've got to get this ball out quick. Yeah. They're coming. It's fourth down. It's go time.
Yeah. And you know what I think about that play, too, and the reason I think that you and I and a lot of people keep coming back to that play against Washington right there at the goal line is because – we always imagined when Kyle Pitts was drafted here that that's exactly what you would have. A long, talented guy to be able to run routes, especially in the red zone, that would be an absolute problem when you got down inside the 10-yard line. Now, jump balls, whatever, quick slants, whatever you thought it was going to look like, when you go look at that play, you're like, there it is. Like, that's that shimmer of hope that we've all wondered if Kyle Pitts still has. And he showed it on that play. The problem is, those plays have been few and far between for whatever reason. And I know there's people say, hey, he's had bad quarterback play since his rookie year. He had the injury. He had everything else. The problem is that even when he has been put up to bat numerous times, you can see it on tape that the route running's not there, the blocking's not there, the separation's not there. And even when, like you said, when he's been put up to bat a couple of times, ball goes up in the air, goes the other direction. It's frustrating.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Drake London's had bad quarterback play, too. He's gotten better each year. And I know that he went through the injury, but I go back to the guy that Matt Ryan played with in his rookie year, and as in Kyle Pitts' rookie year. And Matt made a guy, it made it work. And there was no other options. And Kyle, you know, he was great that year. And then he gets injured, and he's not been the same. And I've defended him. But, Mike, I watched him in Chicago give up on a ball.
Yeah.
Like end of the last, end of the 23 season. I say give up. I mean, it just, man, it's like ripping my heart out to say that, because I hate saying that about any player, because I do not like questioning players, and I hated it saying about Pickens too. But you can see it. I mean, you can't fool people with what they see with their eyes, and when they ask people that know, and they double down like, I don't know, man. It looks like you quit on that. I mean, I saw it with my own eyes,
yeah.
and that's frustrating to me. But I'll say this: I don't know if there's anything Kyle Pitts can do that makes me re-sign him.
Yeah, that's where I want to pivot this conversation. That's where I want to pivot this conversation, right? Because I think that when you look at his numbers, and let's just go back through them real quick. Rookie year, 68 catches, over 1,000 yards, right? One touchdown, but nonetheless. You have the injury year where he only plays 10 games, not even 400 yards receiving, but you come back, you get the 667 yards receiving in 2023, and you get the 602 yards receiving last year, where at times it looked like he was going to break out. I would say that if he can get back to what he was in 2021, when you did have Matt Ryan throwing him the ball, that I would say that there's a chance you could receive. Now, is he going to make George Kittle money? No. But there is a chance that I would be on board with signing him if you go over 1,000 yards.
But what does he want? He's going to count almost $11 million against the cap this year, 10.8. Once guys make a certain amount, they don't normally want to go backwards.
Yeah.
When they re-sign with that team after a good season.
That's a fair point.
So it's hard. And how can I pay for that if I can't get the complete thing? And I need, you know, at this point in this offense, I need run blocking too. And I also, how much am I going to spend on a guy when I know Drake's coming up soon and Bijan's coming up? And they are more essential to this offense than the tight ends is.
By a mile. Well, and the tight ends such as Kyle Pitts, yes. Charlie Warner is very essential and is making decent money, and that's, you know, that goes back to your point. If I had to make a decision, there's not a decision. If I had to make a decision right now between Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts, there's not a decision to be made. Like, Charlie Warner will be on this team for the foreseeable future. That's what your brand is. That's what you are.
Well,
Kyle Pitts has been, and I hate to say this because I'm with you, I hate to question a guy's effort. That's not what I want to do here. But he's been more of a hindrance. Over the last 2 years than he has helped.
The problem for me is I saw Drake London play tight end last year, among other positions on offense.
Yes.
When I needed a contested catch, Drake London was the guy put up the bat, and, I mean, he had guys hanging all over him. I need that from my tight end position. I need the – dude, we can talk all we want, but what does Travis Kelce and George Kittle do? What do?
They block.
They block. They make contested catches on key downs. They are reliable. They're dependable. And I need that. I need that as much as anything. It's great that you can break away every once in a while and drop the ball as you're going in the end zone, but I need the contested catches. That's what that position Like, that's what it's about.
Yeah, being physical at the point of attack. And again, like, it's not like Travis Kelce's going out there and putting up Gronk-like blocking, but he's more serviceable, I think, so far than Kyle Pitts has
but
been.
But Kittle does.
So, yeah, Kittle is the unicorn when it comes to that. He's the unicorn when it comes to that. We do have to go to break, man. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the NFL, maybe rehash that trade that broke earlier this morning with George Pickens. We also got to talk about the quarterback situation going on in New Orleans. And also, Allie's neighbor might have found out something about her. That's going to be fun to talk about.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.